USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence says the coronavirus task force is meeting this weekend to review the numbers and recommend what steps to take next. The president has pushed this week to reopen as much of the country as he can safely.
I certainly want to get it open as soon as possible. I don't want it to be long, but we also want it to open safe.
The new stimulus bill will send resources to healthcare providers and money to families and individuals who've been laid off during the outbreak. The president says many companies are pitching in to help.
We've had tremendous results on the respirators. We've had great results on just about everything we're talking about. Boeing just announced that they're going to be making the plastic face shields, the actual shields, which are hard to come by, and they're going to be making them by the thousands a week.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A missing little girl and her dog have been found alive and safe. 4-year-old Vadie Sides was found with her dog at her side in a heavily wooded area outside Auburn, Alabama, about a mile from her home. Dozens of people search for her, including this man.
She's scratched up on the knees and forearms, but otherwise in great spirits. She was just talking like no big deal. Didn't kind of understand the magnitude that she'd been out in the woods for 48 plus hours, and it's truly a miracle.
The girl disappeared from her babysitter's sight on Wednesday while they were walking in a backyard. Health experts say prisons and jails are potential epicenters for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials say it is nearly impossible to keep prisoners away from each other. Medical services behind bars have long been substandard. Even hand sanitizers are considered contraband in some facilities because of the alcohol content. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Democratic White House frontrunner could soon be the only runner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders acknowledging the uphill battle he faces to beat former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination for the White House. In an interview with NPR, Sanders says it's going to be a very steep road. Although Biden has a sizable lead, Sanders has not made an official decision yet and says he will take part in a debate next month, should there be one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There have been some changes for Catholics during Lent this year due to the coronavirus. USA's John Hunt has more.
Some Roman Catholic bishops around the country are relieving the faithful of giving up meat on Fridays since they've already been deprived of some foods and other pleasures during the coronavirus pandemic. During Lent, many Catholics practice self-denial and sacrifice as they repent their sins and pray in preparation for Easter. Some choose to give up certain pleasures for the full 40 days, and all Christians are instructed not to eat meat on Ash Wednesday and all Fridays during Lent, in addition to Good Friday. But some bishops this year are telling their parishioners they've given up enough. While churches are holding online masses, many Catholics are also lamenting missing their church services during the holy season. Other bishops loosen the guidelines, noting many foods are hard to come by, and going out to shop for specific foods could jeopardize people's health. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.